Live Life with Purpose, Episode 21. You Need a Mentor. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Live Life with Purpose. And this week, we're talking about the idea of having a mentor in your life. You know, I believe in the idea of mentoring so much, I started my own life coaching program to help others achieve the dreams they've always wanted to see happen in their own lives. Not only their dreams, but also just achieve a better life balance. You can find out more about this on my blog, asmithblog.com. Under the coaching tab there. But maybe this isn't what mentoring looks like for you. Maybe it's someone you already do life with every single day, and I would say that this is how mentoring typically begins. The definition of a mentor is someone who teaches or gives help and advice to a less experienced and often younger person. Here's what being a mentor looks like. So I like how that definition says, and often younger person, because it doesn't have to be. Your experience trumps age every single time. So if your excuse has been that you have been too young to become a mentor, my challenge to you would be to look at your passions, see where you can help others in specific areas of their own lives that you excel in, and go plant a seed in their life. You can live tons of life and still be young if you pursue life to the fullest. You still have lived a lot of life. So don't let that be the fear that stops you. You still have something to give. Most people have valuable information within them waiting to be unleashed, and their own fears of self-doubt begin to plague them enough to keep them quiet. And when we second-guess our talents and gifts, we begin to give the upper hand to living a mediocre life, not only for ourselves, but those around us that we could be pouring into. This keeps us holding in valuable information and keeps others going down the path most traveled, which is mediocrity. The thing is that most people are okay with living out this lifestyle, but you don't have to be. So that was being a mentor, mainly for younger people, for older people being a mentor, making yourself available to be a mentor, saying yes to those that come to you that want to be a mentor in their life, and then also living life to the fullest, no matter what age you are, prepares you for becoming a mentor and speaking life into others. You know, you have knowledge from living life. You have knowledge from your activities and what you read and the things you've achieved through your life. And what better way to fulfill the need to help others than to mentor them? So now we're moving on to finding a mentor, where the first realization has to be in the mentoring process that you don't have all the answers. There, I said it. Once you realize this, you're ready for a mentor. You can't do life well while taking it on all alone. Maybe that in the past has looked like you reading books from time to time, but there's verbal conversation that comes with mentorship and some other things we'll talk about here. But I've tried to take on life before by myself and have learned that this just isn't a possibility if you want to live a life of greatness. When it comes to accountability, that's something else that this mentoring relationship brings. You need people in your life who have already been where you're at. You need mentors who have seen what you've seen. You need accountability from trusted mentors that bring motivation and direction along with these relationships. And when you allow for these mentors to speak life into you, your life begins to flourish. You can begin leading better today by opening up your life and being open to this mentoring relationship. So for this mentoring system to work efficiently, you need to be open and honest to bring about helpful guidance. Pride has to be pushed aside and the desire to become better has to be at the forefront. I mean, you wouldn't be reading this blog that I write or listening to the podcast that I'm talking about or seeking out mentors if you did not wish to become better, am I right? You need this inside advantage that mentoring gives to help you through life. Again, doing life on your own is single-minded. Why wouldn't you take the opportunity to have multiple great minds bringing knowledge and experience from their past and their present and putting it to work and helping you in your own life? So where do you begin to actually make this happen in your own life? Before you get started and know exactly what you need, you should begin with a self-assessment. Where are you really at? What do you really need help with? Doing this, you know how to select the mentors that you need in your life. This is because there's not one person who knows everything you need. There's not one person out there who is an expert in every field. There's just not a possible way to do that. So if you need help with your finances, then select a person who can give wisdom in the area of finances. If you need help spiritually, select a mentor who lives a deep spiritual life. If you need help with your marriage, be mentored by someone who lives the ideal marriage. If you need help with your business, be consulted by someone who runs their businesses with sound principles and produces results. Of course, this isn't difficult to figure out, but it's amazing how many people become complacent and don't put these ideals into place into their own lives. I'm a big believer in the fact that people live out their lives showing their fruits. So how do you select mentors? You pay attention to the fruits and what those people live out well. And those are the people that you want to speak into your life. Now that you've done this, the mentoring process first takes someone who cares about making a difference. And then it requires you to know what you need help with. For me, I'll always want a marriage mentor in my life. I refuse to go back to living with the complacency in my marriage that I've had before. I would literally rather fail in any other area but this area. And that's how serious I feel marriage is. Of course, all of us have different journeys, different outlooks on life. Yours probably looks a little different than that. Maybe it's your business. But for me, it almost took me losing my marriage to realize I needed help there. And that's where mentoring really became strong in my own life. And I got to see how much help it can actually bring to situations. So don't let that situation happen to you. Don't hit the bottom before you look up. Go ahead and put mentors in your life right now before things get bad. So you don't have to go through bad. You can go through life and seek this help early on to help you achieve greatness by the easiest road possible. Put the necessary safeguards in your life today to prevent complacency. You can achieve greatness not only in your marriage, but in every other area of life too. How, you ask? Let's look where you're at right now. So you can do this evaluation, rate yourself with a poor, good, better, or best in the following areas. Be honest with yourself. Don't feel funny giving you a best if you're great at something. And be honest with yourself if you're poor at something. Write poor, and the only way you can work on something is to be honest here. So I believe the 6 critical key factors to living a great life. Marriage. This one relationship dictates more in your life than any other relationship. Something that stems off from that, the next one is other relationships. You not only get where you want to be by pouring into their lives, but they can pour into you. Relationships are very important. Career. This is how you extend your influence even further. You can affect people by living out a great career and doing well with it. Financially, make more and bless others by giving more away. Spiritually, live a life of purpose and use sound principles that work repeatedly in your own life. And then physically, I believe that it's important to live healthy so you can give more for a longer period of time. If you're healthy, you're going to feel better while pouring into people's lives, and you'll live a longer life in which to do even more great things. How did this turn out for you? How did you rate yourself? Even if this didn't turn out exactly how you wanted it to, you now know where you're at and you can now move forward. The next step in this, in finding a mentor, is to begin asking. That's it. Most people will be flattered that you're asking them and will probably say yes. And if they don't, because they have a busy schedule, don't be discouraged. You know more than one person that you would want to speak into your life. Just remember, all you have to do is ask. So a little about my mentoring story. My life needed a mentor and still does. You see, it doesn't stop at this some magical point where you have it all together. Life just doesn't happen that way. Life happens in baby steps. You begin along your journey with curiosity and you see ideas you want to discover and maybe one day will implement into your own life. And you see people who have achieved so much and you wonder how they got there. But currently, you're stuck in the daily grind. You pick up learning moments along the way in the middle of your busyness, seeing people who you admire, and you decide to take some valuable lessons and attributes from them. And if you're smart, you will neglect the bad qualities they have and continue to learn from people who have embraced a life of greatness. That's right, I mean, even the mentors that mentor you in areas that they are great in, they will have flaws. Everybody does. It's our job to pull from them the things we want to and look past the flaws because everybody is flawed. But until then, you find yourself in moments of discovery. You like to assess the environment around you, which is great. You take things in and grow with every chance you get, which is also great. Mentors are there for that. They help you grow, show you the way, and are there not only to direct you, but to celebrate with you. Don't you want your own cheering section? I mean, that's awesome, right? Life is best done with guidance and motivation. Wise counsel helps you sift through the noise and find your sweet spot. Mentors help you find your momentum, and they help you see potential in your areas of greatness. Play to your strengths. Again, nobody knows everything in every single category of life. You surround yourself with people who are great, and they make you better. That's what that mentor relationship does for you. The easiest way you will begin finding success in your own life is through a mentor. Sometimes you need someone else close to you to recognize your strengths within when you can't even see it. And of course, there are those strength tests out there that can identify these strengths, and I've personally taken a lot of them. But it is discussion between two or more people that creates direction. Talking things out not only brings clarity, but it reduces stress. Getting it out helps every area of life. It really does. So in conclusion, maybe you're at a point in life where you don't feel that you need mentoring, but I can guarantee people who have been right where you're at before can and will increase your chances of success. This is something to look for in your mentor or mentors, a life full of wisdom to impart on your life. Again, you don't have to do life alone. Even the greatest people we look up to have had mentors. It is one of the reasons, if not the main reason, they're at where they are today. Remember, you need a mentor. You can mentor others. Step out and pour into someone today.